box. Talk about the box. All right, should we get started?
Yeah.
All right, let's get started.
Let's go.
Dude, I'm so interested in you. It's crazy. I'm so glad I have you right here.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know
but
either.
Thank you for having me.
All right, check this out.
Because we get to see you on the screen every game.
I know. That's
bringing
crazy,
us the
bro.
Joy, man.
So crazy.
You know you like when they throw you on the Jumbotron, I know you like that.
I like it more because, you know, when you like play certain types of crowds, you don't really see it. Mm-hmm. But like, I really get to see you,
mm-hmm.
and you get to see me, and we get to engage. It's different, you know. It's yeah. not a club. It's not, you know what I mean. It's not even a concert. It's better because it's like that's our way to talk to each other.
Yeah,
that's why. Like, even I'll sometimes, like, if I'm feeling, you know, funny, like, I'll dance battle somebody on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'll try to shake their hand.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I'm like on the split screen. So.
Dude.
Like yeah. So, yes, I do like it.
You're going to steal the show, bro. Dude, he's going to steal the show. My goodness. All right, guys. Hey, RSL show on KSL Sports. We got to drop the KSL Sports because we have
of
to.
Of course.
Okay. Required. I'm Andy Munoz. Over back here, we got Junior Producer. He's the muscle. If you get out of line, bro, you got to answer to him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If you need something Googled.
He doesn't. His laptop's dead. So, oh, he's got his phone today. We got Josh Clark.
What's up, everybody?
Host, Josh. Founder, kind of.
Sure.
We got Alex Napolis, the intern, almost yes, host. He yes, gets sir. So dude. He's so
thank
proud
you.
When I call him
thank
almost
you.
Host.
How long you been with the show, man?
Not even a year yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I started in June of last year, and we're almost there. We're
bro,
almost
he's
there.
Are you guys
it.
Homies?
Now we are. I would say.
Okay.
It's wow. a one-directional homie okay. ship right there.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, I think we're friends, yeah.
Don't work with Andy. No, hey, look, writing look, that down right now.
No, we're friends.
Look, bro, hey.
I want to stay friends, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we're friends, man. No, he does great, dude.
I'll be your friend now.
Thank yeah. you. Thank you. I got to tell you, dude, like this last game's playlist, fire. It was
thank
fantastic.
You,
it was
thank
amazing.
You so much.
All right, let's get back on thanks, track.
Man.
Let's get back on track.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, all right. Intern.
We jump.
We've got... Can we get some like sound effects, like a little drum roll or something?
Hey, Junior Producer, put one of those in later.
Nah, he can't do that.
Not in post? Okay.
What do you prefer to go by? Eric
whatever
or E-Rockalypse?
No, whatever. E-rock. Whatever's easiest to roll off the tongue. Yeah.
All right. All right.
For real. All
for
right. real.
All right.
Yeah.
E-Rock.
Yeah, we'll yeah. go E-Rock. E-Rockalypse,
the official yeah. DJ of Real Salt Lake. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
How much do they pay you per game? No, I'm kidding. Don't say that. Yeah, that's nice, dude.
More than other sports places in the market because I used to play for other teams and they don't pay enough.
Oh, Grizzlies? Really? Grizzlies? Did you play
I'm
for
I'm not
the...
going to name names, but all the others! you can look at my Instagram and see how many different things I've done. So
already
do
the with
math.
The plug, dude? Already with the plug. All right, go ahead, bro. Just, what's
I
your
am
Instagram?
A professional at
yeah, what's your Instagram?
E-Rockalypse.
Okay, you got a yeah. YouTube channel, too.
I do, yeah, and it's about to get busier.
204 subscribers.
Yeah.
You're doing shorts, yep. and then you're also doing your playlists.
Yes.
And, bro, I just have to compliment the way that you set up your cameras, your composition. Yeah, see, yeah, you like that, dude.
Well, it's because
you do a good job.
Thank you. It's because I'm into it.
Yeah.
It's because, like, that's, like, part of, like, that's one of my biggest hobbies.
Video.
That was probably, like, one of the things I really love. I thought that would be more of a career than DJing ever would back when I was in high school.
Wow.
Like I got certified when they used to have books on Final Cut.
Oh, nice.
Like that kind of stuff. So I was always really into it.
You just
and
aged
so
yourself.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Wow. That's okay.
Book.
That's all right. Yeah. I did.
Yeah, all the books.
I did.
There, all the
and
books
there was
on Final
a CD,
Cut, bro.
There was a CD inside of it as well.
Wow.
Not a floppy.
That's where we're at. This is where we're at.
AOL, huh?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That, yeah, dude.
Was that
56K?
Yeah.
Oh, my
it
God.
It was definitely dialogue, AOL dude. Days.
Bro, the first song that you downloaded illegally, what
oh,
song was it?
Man, it was probably some, like, 90s, like, techno house song. Because it was, like, that era. Remember, like, Hackers, the movie?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm really dating myself.
Yeah.
You know, that soundtrack was fire, right? Prodigy. Like, that was, like, before Firestarter.
Okay.
So, like, that was probably one of those songs.
All right.
Yeah, probably one
good,
of those
man.
Songs.
I yeah. love it, dude. All right. So first off and foremost, before we get to Real Salt Lake and all the soccer stuff and the cool stuff that you're doing with the league. We can say it that way because Real Salt Lake's in the Major League Soccer. I always say the Major League Soccer. Bro, tell us a little bit about your history. I remember I listened to a podcast that you were featured on, and I feel like you've done a few, but I don't want to speak for you. But I know that you basically kind of went around, started to get your reputation. So how did you fall in love with DJing? And then how did you get all these cool opportunities, especially like being on the radio for as long as you were?
Yeah.
Kind of take us back and really specifically like your journey, bro. Like, okay, when was the first time that you touched, I don't know what those are called, a board?
So
I should have done my homework.
No, that's all right. A mixer, right? Like, so usually it's like a mixer and turntables or something along those lines.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
really evolved now, obviously, with digital DJing and all that. And it's great. But like, you know, I started DJing when I was 14, and this was like the turntable vinyl days. Mm-hmm. This was prior to digital anything, before the MP3. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area where DJ culture was really big, you know, especially on like the street level. And so, you know, I fell in love with it because of a few things. The radio stations out there were having like live DJs mixing on the air back in the 90s, on vinyl, two turntables, three turntables. So I caught it there. Right. But I also caught it like I said, going out, whether it was like going to my sister's high school and seeing DJ culture happening there. And you know, thankfully, there were record shops, things like that. So the culture was in the area. So if you really went to look for it, you found it and you could dive in and you can really figure it out. And it was really turntablism, so the hip hop side of DJing, that really pulled me in first. But I've always been into music since I was little because like my parents ran a performing arts studio out there. That taught like vocals and dancing and things like that. So going back to what you said, you weren't wrong about touching a board. Like that was the first kind of entryway into like audio and music for me, was like helping my mom's studio set up the sound system. You know, they would go and do, you know, shows at county fairs and things like that. So I'd be like the sound guy.
At what age?
I mean, they had us working since like 5 years old, to be honest, in the family.
Yeah.
I'm being real, like, but we earn, like, money, you know what I mean? Like, they would break us off, like, not enough now that I'm an adult.
That was your savings plan? That was, like, your 529 plan for education?
Totally.
A couple dollars here?
Totally.
It's pretty sick, dude.
But, yeah, so long story short, sorry, it's being so long-winded, there's so many details I can go on, but it was really, like, all of that together got me into it just for the love of, like, the art form, to, like, figure out, like, yo, I saw these guys on this videotape I bought at the hip hop shop of these guys at the world championships, like scratching and like battling each other. And like, that was what really pulled me in. And I wanted to like learn how to do that.
So do you feel like, you know, with like 90s culture, like there's things with that were so high and like so prevalent and there was like a big culture behind it. And then it kind of disappears and then it can almost get to the place where it's like dead, right? Do you feel like there's a resurgence, or is it like bigger than it was maybe back then, or is it still kind of around, kind of lingering around? Like, where would you kind of gauge it? Because I feel like, you know, scrolling on social media, you tend to land on people who are DJing and doing kind of like those sets on YouTube like you do. But, and I know some are popular more than others, but where would you like, I don't know. Is it as popular as it was like back then when you had an interest in it?
No, that's a good question. I think that DJing evolved from then, right? So like I said, it was really like, it was either like hip hop culture DJs at the time, or there was like the dance DJs, you know, like before EDM was EDM.
Yeah.
And there was a blend of a lot of those too also. And that's why I have like a wider style of like playing. That's why like you'll hear me just drop some random ish that's like, you know, from like that I'm into, or something that like from my childhood that inspired me along the way. And so I would say DJing as a whole is bigger than it's ever been. It's more accessible than it's ever been because the equipment and the tools you can get, and now the way music is digitized, it's really easy to get into it. Where back then you really had to love it because you had to pay for every song. You had to buy doubles of everything if you wanted to rock back and forth. Like, so I would say obviously that part of DJing has not grown. That is probably more of a niche now.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, I'm glad to see the next generations caring about skills again, because I think when electronic DJing and producer DJs and all these super high paid guys, you know, that are just putting out songs more than DJing, which is great, right? It's a whole new wave of people, brings different cultures in, and that's cool to me. But like, when it comes to the art form of turntablism and DJing, like the DJing I'm into,
yeah,
I think it's coming back in a big way. But it's coming back in the form of what you're saying, like people actually doing like creative things with content with it.
Right.
And that's where like I've fallen even more back in love with it over the past few years, because then I can have all my crazy, weird, like quick ideas that I have in my head that usually I'll incorporate into a set or not, you know, depending if it's appropriate. Or I could just go and like create a dope like 60-second set.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for you to like vibe out to and be like, what the hell? You know what I mean? So I think DJing as a whole is bigger than it's ever been, but there's definitely like lanes now.
Yeah.
And there's different ways you can go with it.
Yeah, because I think there's people like what you mentioned, there's the produced, right, where it's like they're going to sit in a studio, they're going to like lay different tracks down and put it out, and then it kind of has that effect like it's DJing, but like what you do, I would say it's more freestyle.
Yeah.
Like you go in there, like you said, you have a formulated thought, and you're just kind of letting these things... Again, I'm not a DJ, but like you let them spin, you let the tracks play, you're scratching, incorporating different songs, and then you're throwing it out there, which in my opinion is much tougher, bro. And it's more of an artistic approach to it, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you're telling a story and you're also reading a room at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're also not being too cool for everybody to the point where it's like going over people's heads.
Way too experimental.
Yeah. And it's like, I just think it depends on the situation, right? Like I DJ totally different at Rail than I do, you know, on a rooftop. Versus, you know, some gritty like underground hip hop show versus, you know what I mean? Like it all varies. And so I think the signs of like a good DJ, you could be versatile. You can play a lot of different types of rooms. And I still care about quality like you do, Andy, about like content, right? About like, aesthetic and things like that. Like actually caring about the skills and the process and the journey to it, right?
Yeah.
Is equally as important to me. And that's just what I'm into with it. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's cool, man.
So interesting.
It's crazy to hear you say, you know, that you're like the difference is like you just said, you know, playing like at a gritty hip hop, like underground versus playing at a stadium and then playing like different events.
Playing a wedding. You know, it's totally different, right? Yeah. And even those can vary.
Yeah. So, bro, like it sounds like you're doing so much and you're able to make a lifestyle out of this or a living off of it, right? Like,
yeah,
you got your house, you got your family, you got your daughter. By the way, dude, your daughter's dope, man. I see her on IGs.
Thank
what
you.
Does she call herself? DJ Sparkle or DJ?
Yeah, she recently named herself DJ Sparkle Fart. So that video was totally unscripted. Like, it was literally one day. Oh, it was the snow day.
Yeah, it was
the big Snowmageddon day, right?
Yeah.
Last week. And, she didn't have to go to kindergarten, so I was like, what do you want to do? And she was like, I want to, like, record a YouTube video, like, because she likes to watch, like, YouTube. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I got the stuff to do it. Like, let's just hook it all up.
Yeah.
But that was actually the first time I ever recorded, like, a gaming thing before. Like, I just, like, I Googled everything real quick and hooked it all together. And that was literally her, like, plus, like, 5%, like, putting it on.
Sure.
You'll have to check out the video for sure on my Instagram, but, like, for real, like, now she's hilarious,
dude.
Like,
yeah, she's got a personality, man. If you think this guy's funny, dude, like his daughter's like whole different level, and she knows, dude. She knows the camera's rolling, and she's like, just under her breath, she's like, "I just want to be like called DJ Sparkle Fart or something like that, dude."
That's a great name.
Do you just have one daughter?
I have actually three.
Three, okay,
but two,
cool.
Two are like a lot older. This is like,
all right, cool.
This is like part three.
There you go.
Later down the road.
Sick,
I have a 21-year-old, an 18-year-old, and now a 5-year-old.
That's a big gap.
Wow.
Damn, bro. 21-year-old?
Yeah.
You have an Alex, bro?
I have an Alex.
You're 21, right?
23.
23. Close. All right, cool.
Close enough.
Nice, bro. Damn, dude. Man. So, DJ, family guy.
Yep.
Obviously been doing this for a long time. Now, let's talk about, like, the... because I want to paint a picture because not a lot of people know who you are. They might just assume, like, oh, this is just a random DJ at Rail Salt Lake. So, obviously, been doing it for 20 years on the radio. I just remember U92. Talk a little bit about that span. And then also, bro, you guys got to realize, you've sat in rooms with some really cool artists,
yeah,
celebrities,
crazy,
that are here, that aren't here anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. So talk a little bit about like your journey into radio, and then you know, being with like as prevalent with the station like U92, and then maybe about like your coolest interactions with like, okay, celebs or artists, oh, or maybe, man, your favorite artist, bro, because you're gonna have a lot.
It's gonna be a tough one, but I'm gonna have to think of one maybe I haven't like shared yet.
All right, cool.
But I will say that once again, it was DJing that brought me to radio.
Yeah.
So I actually got here goes another date. I got hit up on MySpace.
Yeah, right, bro. We were on MySpace.
Oh yeah,
we were. Litter all graphics.
I had the HTML for Dummies book. Come on, man.
That's honestly, MySpace is how I found like 90% of the music I'm into.
Correct.
Still to this day.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to put just like my edits, my remixes on there that I would do. But at the time, it was funny. Like, I was working a retail job at the time. I was working at Target.
Yeah.
I had like a second job at a like Borders Cafe.
Borders.
Yeah, I wasn't DJing for money at all. This was just like, it was the hobby that I loved so much that even went away for a couple of years there when I first moved to Utah because we were so broke and young, mm-hmm, having kids. And then I ended up getting enough money to buy it back. You know what I mean? So they found me on MySpace. They asked me if I wanted to be part of a DJ competition they were throwing with Pepsi. And at the end, one of the five DJs was going to win a job at the station. Now, they didn't elaborate what that meant, right?
Sure.
So I got hit up out of the blue on MySpace.
Time okay, out? Time
ahead,
out.
Andy. Yeah, go ahead.
What was your DJ name back then?
It was the same.
The same?
It was the same.
Wow. Yeah,
it was the same.
That's such a dope name, dude,
thank
for
you,
even from MySpace.
Thank really you.
Because I thought it would have been like...
It's still on there. It's like Erocalypse Rocker or something like that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Continue. Sorry. I didn't know if it was different or not.
I probably changed my top eight if I had the login info. You know what I mean? That AOL address is gone.
I would pay good money to get my MySpace back.
Right?
Just to see it like in its peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pepsi...
Yeah, so they were like, okay, there's a competition. I got hit up out of the blue. They were like, it's next week. They threw me their playlist. They were like, try and keep it on the playlist, but obviously, you know, do you. Each person is going to DJ for 30 minutes Monday through Thursday each night at 9 o'clock. And then on Friday, you're all going to meet outside the station. You're going to have like basically a minute and a half set to battle these guys with in front of a crowd. And then we're going to announce the winner. And so I ended up winning it, and I really didn't think at all that was going to happen. Yeah. Like, legit, like, I really was just excited to meet other DJs, to meet the people at the station that I would hear on the radio, and that was it, man. So, I mean, my crowd was literally people from Target in red and khaki.
That's awesome.
Like, so, you could tell where my crowd
everyone
was.
Everyone roll up after work.
Yeah, and I was against, like, some legit, like, you know, flying in and out of Vegas DJ, another guy like, so like, you know, some of them were big mad when like the young guy out of nowhere who was living in Orem at the time, you know what,
dude,
I mean, like
your Target shirt like half tucked in, half correct, out probably, right?
Correct.
You left your name badge on.
No, luckily I had time to change. Yeah,
dude, that's insane, man. So you won the competition. What are the steps from there? Like, so, like, did you really think that you had a job or like you?
Well, so I wanted to find out what it was, right? But I was once again thankful. And then, of course, it was, well, you're actually an independent contractor and, you know, you're on call, right? Like radio, right? Like, yeah, that's what they do to you. So I was just still starry eyed and just excited to be around. So I was like, OK, what can I do? And they were like, you're going to do all the remotes that we ask you to do, right? Which is, you know, basically you pop up for a couple hours at a dealership or something. And it was mostly dealerships then, right?
Of course.
And so I was just the DJ at dealerships every now and then, every week. I'd pop up, get my $50, go back to my retail job. And that was it for a while. And then after 6 months of being the DJ that never said no on the roster, they asked me if I wanted to do their first ever primetime, like Monday through Friday, drive time mix show. Mm. And so I got to start that. And then three ownership changes later, I was still with the brand until actually a year this month.
Damn,
I quit,
bro,
last year. Yeah.
Wow.
This month.
So it was on your terms at least though, yeah?
100%. Yeah.
Very good.
Uh-huh. Yep. But you know, once again, that was 16, 17 years total collectively.
Nice, man.
Of my life. And it got me out of like the hourly job space.
Yeah.
You know, because it snowballed into more. It became, now you get to do a show, like a full-time show. Now you get to, now I'm getting phone calls to go DJ events and shows and clubs because they heard me on the radio or they saw me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that career path, as many know, you know, not just in radio, but just in media in general, a lot of times it's kind of what you make of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you really are on your own, even if you're employed, you know? Like,
yeah.
You have to really, like, go and, like, get and make your path. And so I'm thankful that along that 16, 17-year journey, yeah, it's cool. I got to meet some cool people. Yeah, I got to be in rooms. Yeah, like, it's amazing, and I'll never forget any of it. But at the same time, it's like, there's a lot of people that you don't know or who aren't famous that I met along the way that work the behind the scenes or are producing or the assistants or the interns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that I'm equally excited to say I've met and like have learned from and like have also helped me branch out and do things that I want to do. So
that's awesome, man. That's super inspiring. Like, I know that you summed it up real quickly, so you're like, yeah, 16-17 years, no big deal, but I'm here, right? But through that, you know, there's a struggle along the way, right? Like, you're fighting for maybe every gig or hoping that you're gonna get called more. Sure. Or maybe you don't get paid out, whatever it might be. When you started this, because you mentioned it, like, hey, we moved out here, super broke, have kids, I'm doing this like part-time, just on the side for fun. Looking back, did you ever think that you'd be here now where you are, like a full-time DJ, artist, someone working in something that they love? Like, yeah. Would you have believed that you could have gone to this level?
I would say the moment I really had to believe was when I left,
yeah.
You know, all the day job stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
It's tough.
And it really wasn't radio that was full-time yet for at least 6 years. Of that, by the way, in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was still only like technically a contractor with the first ownership and through most of the second ownership. A lot of the stuff I was doing that I told you, once again, it was just an hour here and there, $10 an hour here and there. That wasn't paying the bills. It was everything else that I got to do or use that to push me into, right? And it really was the event space, the club space for many of those early years that put food on the table. But then it became full-time, right? Then it became full-time and it became a thing and it became a real job. And then all those extra stresses and, you know, the weight that I had to carry as brand manager and program director on top of having to try and keep my stuff going, which that was part of the reason, that was one of many reasons why I quit last year, the full-time gig at radio, because I had looked back and realized those past few years, like, I'd put my stuff kind of aside, a lot of the things that I wanted to do. And I'm not trying to point fingers or blame. I'm just saying I chose that.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to really care about someone else's brand that much that, like, there was no more creative space for me to be able to be me and do what I really want to do and evolve from those things. So, anyways.
Bro, are you talking to the podcast or are you talking to me right now, bro? Because I'm sure you've seen my social media. Sometimes I'm making reels that aren't even soccer related. But, dude, you bring up a good point. Like, it's whether you want to work for a certain brand or create your own brand or maybe take, like, a whole different route where you're kind of reinventing yourself. Like, obviously, you're not, you know, you're not going to leave, like, the DJing world because you're so well established, but when you start incorporating cameras and other things like that, well, all of a sudden now you're a content creator, you're a YouTuber, stuff like that, right? So
I've even done like random things. Like I've shot for a couple of companies in last year and this year. And, you know, yeah, like you said, it's just like people will take notice, even if that's a very specific thing I'm doing. They're like, hey, man, why don't you come and
help us?
Yeah, help us make our event look cool like that. Yeah. Like, or can you help us with a reel, you know? So, yeah, man, you never know until you do it. And, yeah, I'm thankful
for the
experience.
It's inspiring, dude. Yeah, that's so cool, man. I love talking to creators, bro. Like, I mean, if I can call you that, I would say that you are, right?
It's valid.
Yeah. I think we all are at this point.
Yeah.
I think the world is a creative place and can be. Mm-hmm. And I think there's plenty of people, whether you have, you know, this setup or you're just starting out, right, with just like your phone and your laptop and that's it. And, you know, using webcams or whatever, like iPhones,
dude,
whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the beauty of like, that's also where like I had a hard time staying in radio because unfortunately in that situation that I was in, it wasn't evolving enough for my liking. And like a lot of the way I wanted to push things was too out of the grasp of, you know, people who are stuck in an earlier era of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's the other side of it is I welcome that title because it's like, yeah, like creating anything, you know, and like being creative. That's what I love to do. That was my favorite part about all that.
Yeah.
One, if you're not being creative, you almost get left behind. Kind of like the radio is getting left behind right now.
Yeah.
Right?
So, in a lot of ways, in a lot of different ways. And it's a real battle. You know what I mean?
So, dude, so we fast forward and, well, maybe not exactly fast forward, kind of around that time. Dude, how does that even happen, dude? How does a professional sports team, well, I get that there's, like you said, there's a lot that kind of reach out and you kind of said like, hey, maybe it was worth it at the time, but long term it's not, maybe it's not paying the greatest. But then you find an opportunity like Real Salt Lake, or maybe they reach you. Dude, like, who picks up the phone first? Like, who reaches out to who?
So I wanted to find out exactly when this all started, right? So I looked at my save stories, right? And it said 264 weeks ago. And I am terrible at math, so I asked Siri, right? What is 264 weeks ago? Yeah. And it said 5 years, right? So 5 years ago, I posted my first story at Real as one of three DJs in stadium. And it was really... the connection that we had between the radio stations and the ownership of the club.
That's right.
Because he owned the media group I was with.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't like it just happened. Obviously, we had to engage it. So I would say it was a collective a lot of people. It was myself, a couple other DJs, it was the events coordinator now at Real, Jake Jensen, shout out to him, who also worked at the radio group I was at prior. Taylor Cameron, Real Media, Bridget at the time when she was still with him, Stacy. You know, we just always knew that as that brand, that we could bring like a fun vibe to anything. And that's how we always sold the station, right? Mm-hmm. During those years was, yo, but no other station's going to show up with a dope DJ and like, you know, come through with all the swag and like, you know, get kids hype. And so that was kind of how we pitched it to Real back then was like, hey, we could pull up, like we can make this more fun, you know? And so, yeah, I got to thank all of them because it started for the first couple of years as three of us. And then they asked me to do it like myself. And I'm so thankful I did. And I said yes. And yeah, actually the first season I was going to do, it was the year we shut down.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Cause I made a video and everything for it. And then,
yeah, you're so stoked
that it was gone. And then it was gone. And that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you end up in your own box? Did you always have like a box? Or I swear I remember the DJs being
we used to be under the north side, Jumbotron, right? And then they moved us to that metal oven box on the on the east side, right?
In between
the sections, right? It's like literally all metal, everything is metal. And so like literally we would have to put like ice bags on our laptops, like cover our turntables so our vinyl wouldn't warp. Like,
oh man.
And so I finally like begged them. I'm like, yo, you gotta bring me in somewhere. Cause this is like costing me money now, like to do this, you know, like we're frying things out here. I do though, like wanna try and get back out sometimes because I miss the energy of like the kids.
Yeah. And people walking by.
The kids would like all like plan to be there at halftime. That was one of my favorite things. And I feel like that's obviously not happening when I'm up in a booth. Sure. But I would say like weather, you know, weather pending.
Yeah.
In a sunny July games, you'll go outside. But
yeah.
Yeah, dude, I remember. So I don't even remember how you and I started talking. I think I hit you up. I think I hit you up and I was like, hey, man, would you be interested in like helping us develop an intro? It was either that or I said,
you also hit me and were like, yo, like, can I use this in the podcast? That's because right. I want to play this. And I remember I listened to that episode and it was in it. And that was super dope. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the first time we started talking. But, yeah, it was through social media.
Yeah. And I remember one time. I was so stoked. Oh, it was when I created that Salter Football Club brand.
Yeah.
I remember you were DJing on the north side and I was with Josh and I'm like, dude, I just really want to give him a sticker.
I remember this,
I just want to say what's up.
Those stickers were fire.
He was super nervous, by the way.
Was I?
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe?
Yeah
probably, nervous. Bro.
You didn't act like
I thought you were cool.
You didn't act like
No. Walking up, I'm like, hey, man, I'm with a sticker, blah, blah, blah. And then when I got to you, I just tapped you and I was like, here you go, bro.
he did it hella.
I was like, dude, you were like mid, bro, and then dude, it was so smooth because he's like on the turntables and he just like reaches, takes a sticker, like and he's still scratching it, like doesn't even like skip a beat, bro. So I'm like, all right, this guy's legit, right? But dude, like it's funny because it's weird because I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
And then we ran into the stadium the other day. Funny story, I'm like on a scooter.
Yep.
I'm on a scooter. I'm on a
we met on Raimondo Way.
Oh, you'll never forget the day. Yeah. Raimondo Way. Dude,
this was like, was it like 2-3 matches ago? I was leaving.
Yeah, I feel like it was the home opener.
Yeah, I was leaving I hit a bird scooter because I was like, dude, I want to ride this back. And then
he's explaining this because he looked hella shifty. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like in the dark, because it's not really well lit at that time.
And he's always in dark clothing.
Yeah. It looks like he's like, you know, trying to like steal a bike.
Okay. But then you want to talk about shifty, bro. I see this like dude just, you're pulling all kinds of shit like out of like the side of the stadium. It's unclear who you are, if you even work there. Like, what are you stealing, right? So I see him and we like lock eyes. And I'm like, hey, bro, what's up? And you go, hey, what's up, Andy? And then we had a moment. It was like a weird moment. I was like, bro, how cool is this? Bro, you're killing it. I see you. And then you were like, I see you too, man. And it was great. And then we just said goodbye.
I think that's what's crazy about, obviously, like the digital space, right? And just like how the internet has connected all of us. And we can really like see what's happening based on what you put out. But still, right? Like it feels like we've been hanging out.
Yeah.
When really, Andy and I have maybe seen each other twice in person this whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird, bro. I feel like because I follow you too, and I remember your neighbor had a cool car that you put on your story.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, go talk to him about the car. Yeah. And you're like, I want to, but I don't know if I want to, blah, 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 yada, yada. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What kind of car? It's a Toyota or a Corrado. Something, right? Something like that.
It's a Corrado VR6. Corrado.
Okay.
The old, '90s VW.
Yeah. I was in it for a little bit. No, it's been cool to see like your journey and then see you develop as somebody who, you know, you're ingrained in this club already. Like, even though you may not feel it, or maybe you do.
I do.
Okay. Maybe you do.
No, nice assumption. I don't mean that as like you're wrong, bro. I mean that as like I agree with you. Because like it still does surprise me, like, you know, when they do the
thank God I didn't say legend.
When they do like the meet the players, right?
Yeah,
I am not prepared for that, right? When like they want me to sign the ball, I'm like, my handwriting first of all is janky.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like second of all, who am I? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like so, yes, I feel the love, and I will share this quick story. So like when I left my dream career, right, of like 17 years,
Target,
I was expecting Borders.
Yeah, Borders.
No, I'm kidding. No, all right, your dream career.
When I was leaving my broadcasting career, that there was a game that weekend, and I had literally like, it was an abrupt leaving, you know, and it was like pretty emotional, and the club was like, all the people in like the room where all the cameras are, the production people, the game day experience people, they were all waiting for me right next to my booth when I walked in and were like applauding and like giving me hugs and like, that's you know, they had heard like, you know, about it because once again, like even the club had that breakup too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, with mm-hmm. the owner. And so, and there's a lot of people who work there and work there now and, you know, vice versa. And so that was really dope. And that meant so much to me, like that, not only like at the time, unfortunately, and on that side of things, I felt dead creatively, like they didn't ever want me to have a thought or, you know, a creative anything. Here it's different. Over there, they're applauding me when I walk in and they love me for being me. There's never like, hey, you have to do this. It's like, nah, man, we want you to be here and do this. You know
it's
what I mean?
The trust, right?
Yeah.
It's the trust in, yeah. in you and your experience. And then yeah. also, I think the feeling of being valued.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for Trey Fitzgerald, because he just wants you to play nothing but Rihanna, right?
Nonstop Rihanna the entire
Bro,
time.
Bro, someone delete his Twitter account.
Every Rihanna song I play is for Trey.
Yeah,
I got to say that. But I come with like 800 remixes of her songs just so it doesn't feel stale. You know what I mean?
But yeah, like, stop.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, man. So
I like Josh.
So, yeah, we like him too. So how do you like what's your game day prep like?
Yeah.
And also, do you kind of do you go into the weekend maybe just kind of thinking up sets or do you just show up and you're like, hey, screw it. I'm going to freestyle.
No.
It.
So I think it's like. There was a time where I thought every gig, like, I could just pop in and not prepare. There was definitely an era of that early in my career, right?
I can just picture it now, bro. Like, people are just like, what is this yeah. guy doing, man? Like, but he's like, played reggaeton for,
yeah,
like, 20
man.
Minutes.
Like,
<We're> the...
like I told you, I have a real connection with this, right? Like, I really enjoy it. And yeah. so, yeah, I care about walking in a lot prepared. A lot of it is still, like... off the cuff, you know what I mean? Because that's just how, like my style. But I definitely try and come in different every game as much as I can. I also am aware that like certain times of the day I have to be aware of. So I will say they do tell me about that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I have the players text me a playlist of stuff they want to hear during warmups. Okay, so I'll have like some of those that I feel like can play. I'll slip them in during that time, but it's not like, oh, you tell me what to play from start to finish, because I care about the crowd as a whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Like I like, and sometimes, you know, like the taste could be bad.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
like,
yeah. Oh,
player could be in some weird stuff, you know, that's yeah. like not cool to
They're
play
in their
in public.
Feels, bro.
Yeah. Like you know what I mean?
We get some Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah. Like
we're
20
yeah.
minutes from kickoff. I'm not going to play the saddest song
like
ever.
Sad Drake.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm not going to play Marvin's Room.
Yeah. That.
With 15 minutes left. You
I can
know
see
what I mean?
It
like,
ask her. Hey, next time we get absolutely blown out, yeah. can you play I'm Upset?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. That's yeah. a great idea.
So
I like that.
Dude, I love it, man. Like,
so it just depends on the time, you know? Yeah. Like, and like, once again, like, it also bleeds off of other gigs I do.
Okay.
You know, so like, if I really like had a crowd going on a like couple nights before, obviously I remember some of that, right? Yeah. So I'll incorporate some of that and be like, yo, I haven't done that in RSO in a while.
Okay.
You know, I'll do that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Got a question.
Yeah.
Is it you that plays Master of Puppets as halftime ends?
No.
All right.
No,
they
that's
just pipe that in, huh?
So,
just...
yeah, so ever
I'm just
since
superstitious
especially...
about it, so.
Oh, okay.
I was just curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say with the new ownership,
careful.
They're being
careful.
Like hands-on about certain parts.
Sure.
Right? Like, hey, over at so and so, we play this. Mm. So, can we hear some of that? So, yeah, I do once again. No, it's a good thing. I care, right? Yeah. Like, this dude's cutting my check. You know what I mean?
Of
like,
course. Yeah, got to make boss happy.
Yeah, like if I want to stay here, obviously, I got to make sure he's into this, too.
So, what is he, like, what do they want? Like, AC/DC?
Yeah, so stuff like that, yeah.
Oh,
it's like older guy stuff. Yeah.
Journey?
Yeah, so when you hear me doing that, it's kind of influenced by that.
This is the Ryan Smith playlist.
Yes! Bro. The other guy. The other guy.
David Blitzer.
Yes,
yeah,
Dave Blitzer.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, he actually, the first game that was officially right, like their game, when was that? Was that last season? Yeah, it was last season, right?
Yeah, it was like someone there.
He actually came in out of the blue, did the same thing you did, right? Like tapped me on the shoulder while I'm going. And
he's like, hey, you better request it.
He was like, I got this playlist I want you to check out. And I was like, okay.
Bro.
You know what I mean? So
a billionaire's playlist, bro.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Dude.
Yeah. But it's like like the Iron Man soundtrack. You know what I mean? Like it's cool. Okay. Like there's still bangers on there. You know what I mean?
Love that, dude. Well, that's actually pretty dope though, man. When you got the owner tapping you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good.
That's pretty sick.
You sign a 9, I'll play that song.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, dude. Cut the chat. All right, man. All right. I gotta hear this, bro. So, what are some of the requests, like popular songs that we would know that players are putting in for? Like, what's a... And your face right now?
Well, it's only because it keeps changing, you know? Like, sure. With the team changing.
Okay. Well, that's a better question.
Yeah.
Which of the players are putting in like fire requests? And then I don't want to do that to you. I don't want to say which players are putting in the...
So what ex-player that is no longer around had the worst taste of music?
I like that.
Albert Rusnak.
But they're no longer around, so
was
it's okay.
Rusnak, bro?
I genuinely...
Don't remember.
I really mean this. Like, I can't remember individual songs and playlists and who requested who.
Probably okay.
To be honest, because... once again, that's such a small part of the whole thing, right? Sure. Like, I DJ like an hour and a half from gates open and then halftime, you know? And I will say, obviously, the younger the players, the younger the music becomes.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, you know, I'm older. You know what I mean? So, like,
getting a lot of Lil,
when I see a lot of Lil Baby, you know what I mean? I'm like, I get it. You know, my 18-year-old, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And so I will say sometimes, like, that's also why I would say they like me to play the player stuff then, because it's earlier.
Yeah.
And it's not so...
Less ears.
It's not as close, right, to, like, kickoff and everyone's in the building. It's like we can get a little hood, you know, for a second, you know, for, like, a good set there for them, you know. And then I bring it back to, like, family time. You know what I mean? So...
That's good, bro.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, man.
Dude, this is a good question. I've never thought of it this way. But yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I could tell you the last... player and playlist,
please.
Yeah, because so basically they have one be the collective voice, okay, and then they send me theirs.
Oh, that's
did
good,
that come from
Natum?
Was that a Natum thing?
No, it was.
Let's just ask who texts the playlist right now. Who texts it?
So
are you at liberty to say?
It's Emma.
Oh, okay.
Emma usually sends me.
Oh, so she takes the request, then she sends.
Yeah.
It
so
okay,
the
makes sense,
yeah. Look, see how.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a list of songs.
No, it's literally like a Spotify playlist from each player. Yeah.
Oh, and it's got their photos?
Yeah. You already know. Digital team, bro.
How much Maroon 5 is on Brody's?
Dude.
Let's find out.
Hey, social... Hey, Real Salt Lake social media team, you guys, they should tweet that playlist out if it's available.
So
public,
now what
so
they
we can
do,
listen to it
since
weekly.
Since a couple seasons ago, what we've been doing, it was the players playlist. So that was when you would see me up there and then they would say, go to the website because that's where they post it.
Yeah.
So they'll post it. But
that should be a tweet. That'd be a great tweet.
Yeah. This last one was like,
the players playlist.
The player playlist, yeah.
You know, Meek Mill, Mac Miller, Logic, Drake. I mean, this. It's got some heaters.
Okay, bro.
Eminem, Jack Harlow, Jeezy. Okay. You know.
Good stuff.
I'm proving that I don't always look at this.
Yeah.
Cut it.
They're just suggestions.
Like,
suggestions.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, man.
I did play those. It worked out.
That's awesome, dude. So are you enjoying like your time with Real Salt Lake? Like, are you really loving it? And if you are, like, what's your favorite part? I know you've mentioned a few things about the fans, the kids, all that, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, are you enjoying it? And what do you enjoy the most about it?
Yeah, man, it's I'm very fortunate to say that, like, I get to play for that many people every time. Like, there's really not an outlet like that, you know, like even when you think about, you know, big shows, we're talking 10,000 people, 12,000 people, mm-hmm. right? 15,000 people. This is, you know, 20,000, you know what I mean? And like the other side of it too is like the funny inside thing I've never said out loud is like, you know, obviously I grew up like in a musical loving family more than sports. Now sports was still around because of my dad, but like, you know, music was really the bigger thing in our family. So, you know, unathletic me growing up, except for like skateboarding, right? Like, never thought in a million years like I could say I'm part of like the MLS. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. So I think there's a lot of little things like that to me personally that mean a lot to me with it, and it's like super special and super unique. And like, I'm super grateful that I get to be part of a place where like they just want me to fly and do me. And that's really rare. Once again, I told you, I've played for Utah Athletics. I've played for even the Jazz for a little bit.
Jazz is a fun venue, huh? Like inside the stadium, just like all the
sounds. Oh, of course. Yeah, just it's crazy in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you know, once again, it's like I still want to be where I'm appreciated, and I want to be more where they appreciate what I am and what I can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means more to me than the check, and it just so happens that, you know, once again, like, they do pay me, and so it's great. It's, like, the best.
You need an assistant, bro? Like, you need someone?
That's Emma, my five-year-old that comes with me.
DJ Sparkle Farts, bro.
Yeah, DJ Sparkle Farts in the building.
RSL, you need to get her a DJ Sparkle Farts jersey for next time she's on the Jumbo
Dude, Drum. That's right. They need to get her involved in some sort of social media stuff, man.
That's right.
Yeah, she's got it, dude. Like, yeah, she's got the personality.
Thank you.
So... Dude, like, this is what year? Like you said, because 2020 kind of got started. So your third year with MLA or
solo. Salt Lake? So three solo.
Yeah, doing a solo. Yeah, yeah. Five
right,
total.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So, yeah, I think you just kind of encompassed everything that this question might like. Well, with your answering, you might have already answered it, but kind of want to make you think with this one. Like, what's the legacy that you want to leave behind as either? Well, I would say, like, just DJing, right? Because right now, with Real Salt Lake, it's like people who are in your position who – it's weird, man, because you're becoming a figure within Real Salt Lake. And usually we kind of hearken that to, like, the players. We kind of give the players that space. Or maybe it was, you know, people in coaching or
– DJ Dunny.
Just who? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like – personalities. You're easily already a Real Salt Lake personality, and if people are asking you for autographs, bro, you're doing something right.
You know what I love? And this is like a little humble brag, but I just want to say it. Like, I love the fact that I also live in Sandy.
Yeah.
I literally live 5 minutes up the road.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Like, this is the greatest commute to a thing ever.
Beautiful.
I thought Real was. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is closer.
I'm glad it worked.
That's all the info you get about where I'm at. All right? That's it.
5 mile radius.
Yep. 5 minutes anyway.
No one's looking for you, man.
I know. It ain't like that. Actually, come on over. I think that, like, first of all, like, I'm super also grateful that I get to figure out what the fan base is and what it's like. And like, for example, you know, I'd never have the engagement on Twitter I've ever had until Real Salt Lake and the fans, because for whatever, you guys can answer this question. I don't know the answer, but for whatever reason, sports fans are on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the platform. Yep. They're sounding off and they're engaging.
Yep.
And so that's the other side of it, too, that I love, right? Like, I hinted to it about the fan base and, like, the energy and the interaction and the engagement. It's not for the follows. I mean that in, like, I think it's so dope that, like, that fan base is there. We can communicate, and I'll catch a tweet, you know, when they say it, like, request, you know? I think it's DJing as a whole, whether it's this or not. Some of my heroes, there's a crew called the Beat Junkies. They're like a collective of DJs that are like OGs from like that time I told you about earlier, about, you know, the 90s. They're world championship level DJs, right? Battle DJs who are still around today doing their thing as a crew and individually, but they also are leaving a legacy. They opened a school in LA. They're now teaching the fundamentals of like real turntablism and real DJing and like passing on those things. And I have that goal as well. I have that goal to do that out here. I want to open up like a DJ school, music school. I want to like teach all the ins and outs, the do's and don'ts, the ups and downs of whether you're going down to be a DJ on radio or whether you're going to be a DJ on this. Like, I want to be able to share those cheat codes and like, you know, pass this on, because like you said, some of the coolest stuff that we're into, whether it's turntablism, whether it's sports, whatever it is, right? Whether it's, you know, toys, whatever, right? Like, if we don't share it and we don't like pass that down and keep people interested, it's gonna die. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be gone. And once again, big ups to that crew, the Beat Junkies, who like, you know, they've made their living and then some on it, and they don't have to do that, but they want to pass it on, and that's how I feel right now too.
That's awesome, dude. I think, yeah, dude, I can totally envision that in your future for you. Like, because it's, you know, at some point, like, you know, maybe when you were in radio, you thought that you were going to be in radio forever. Yeah. But then obviously the 16, 17 year marker hits. Creatively, you want to do something else. Right now it's Real Salt Lake and your other stuff collectively. But when you want to get to the point of teaching, and I imagine you're teaching your daughter as well too.
Yeah.
It's there's something so fulfilling in teaching and then kind of pushing out that legacy too. So I think that's really cool, because you mentioned it earlier, kids would kind of run over at halftime and they just wanted to like flood around you. And I'm sure they're looking at your, you know, at like your turntables, mm-hmm. and they're watching you, and maybe like, did they express interest? Like, hey, like, what is that? Or how?
So that's the trippiest part about the number of years we're talking about, right? Like, I've lived now in Utah 20 years this year. That's the longest I've ever lived in anywhere. And I've mentioned that comment about, I love that it's in Sandy earlier, because like when I go and have a bagel with my 5-year-old on the weekend, sometimes someone will catch us, you know, and be like, hey, aren't you the DJ at Real?
Yeah.
And I love that, because it's like, you know, she gets to see that happen, and I feel so grateful for it. But it's like the other side of it is like, yeah, like you said, like I want it to matter. You know what I mean? And I want to, once again, like get people into it. And I will say that span of years that I had a radio, this is the trippiest part. So, you know, you've been in something too long when someone tells you how old they were when they first started listening to you. And then now they're like opening for you at a club as a DJ.
Yeah.
And I'm super grateful for that. 'Cause once again, like, you know, we did a lot of cool things for the community through those years that I did in broadcasting. Like, we used to do high school lunch takeovers with Hope Squad.
Oh, cool.
Which is like the youth suicide prevention group out here in Utah. And then even before that, I used to do lunch takeovers with the Truth Against Tobacco. And it was just our excuse to get the foot in the door into schools here locally and give them a super fun lunch, you know, hook mm-hmm. them up with the swag. DJ, get them all hype, you know, get the faculty pissed, you know, that we're there.
You can't play that song.
Yeah, but I will tell you right now, like, I can't even count on two hands how many people got affected by that and then reached out later, years later, and said, hey, now I'm producing, or now I'm DJing, or now I'm...
That's cool.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, yeah, I've always been into that. You know what I mean? Like, that's something I always strive to, like, have that part of what I do. Because that's the other side of it. Like, DJ culture should also be corny and, like, look at me, look at me, look at me, you know? Like, mm-hmm. look how cool I am. And, oh, I get to do this, and I met this person.
Right.
But it's like, what does that matter if you're not sharing it? You know what I mean? If you're not opening those doors for others and the people around you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean, man.
This is way more inspirational than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Very, very.
Yeah.
You
no,
guys,
dude.
You guys are inspiring.
Yeah, man. That's awesome, dude. Listen, man, I think Real Salt Lake has made that's probably one of the best moves, one of the best signings in the last, like, decade is getting you on there, man.
Because
honestly, yeah, it really changes the whole environment, the pace. Like, bro, like, before you were there, they would play, like, Black Eyed Peas.
After every goal.
After every single goal. Wow. Or just, like, weird
and
songs.
Then the goal
gone. Just awful. Dude, it was...
But once again, I want to give it up to the people who I mentioned earlier, especially, and, like, Stacey, for example.
Yeah.
She really understands that her and I have the same like thing inside that we don't want to be like every other sports franchise with it.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear the same old Neil Diamond song every time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No Sweet
like,
Caroline.
Like, she likes, like, her team believes what I believe, which is, like, modernizing the experience, you know? Exactly. So, but once again, like, it's that whole collective of people. And, like, once again, I just feel grateful to be part of it. And I'm just here for the ride, man. That's it.
That's so cool.
That's
dude.
It.
Are you a Real Salt Lake fan?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, so
that's why I hate it when we're like losing and then I got to go up and do halftime, you know, because I'm like, I feel like it's my fault sometimes. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't play that one song.
I know
that's so
stupid, but it's like, yo, like, I got to really put it on. You know what I mean? Like,
because
we're all crying right now.
You know? You didn't play Little Baby like on repeat, bro. It's all your fault, dude. Come on.
Zach McMath had a dream that if you didn't play Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, they'd put four past him. And look at look where we're at now.
Hey, we won last game, right?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Like you said, yeah. The playlist worked.
Yeah,
we did it.
It was very good. Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, bro.
We did it, guys.
Listen, man, we appreciate you coming on, but also, you know, how do people get a hold of you if they want you to come? And are you open right now to like going and doing events and stuff? Like,
yeah. So my link tree is the best place to go because everything is there. You can book me for whatever
on
and
Instagram.
Like, reach out. Yeah, Instagram, okay. Twitter. Those are the two platforms, and TikTok. I'm on there too. But those are the three platforms I have.
Just shoot you a DM. Just say, hey, I got this
shoot
idea.
Shoot me a DM. Click on the link tree link in my bio, and it's got everything there.
You do quinceañeras, bro?
Yo, money talks. Cut the check. You know what I'm saying? Cut the check.
Okay.
I'll be there.
So, dude, Utah has like there's high profile people everywhere, right? Like, have you done like any like crazy events like that you showed up to? Where you're like, damn, dude, like, what am I doing here? Like, is
ooh, you want me to spill a good one, a real good one,
yeah, a real good one, yeah.
One time, I DJ'd a private mansion party for the Jazz, but I really didn't know it was for them.
Dang.
I got the gig through an artist, who used to live out here, and she was like, I want you to come DJ this party. So I was like, cool, and she was kind of quietly dating Donovan at the time.
Ah.
And so I pull up with my homies. This is the funniest thing, right? And they're like looking at us like, what are y'all doing here? You know what I mean? And immediately they're like, give us your phones. Right? So it's this kind of party.
One of those parties. Wow. Okay.
Behind the gates. You know what I mean? Like,
party never happened.
Yo, it was like a rap video.
Yeah.
In there.
Oh.
It was like,
are you sure you can talk about this? Like NDAs?
I don't care. I want to talk about it. I want to give y'all the goods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
just stop there.
No, I just thought about it for y'all. I was like, yeah. Oh wait, I could say this. But
yeah,
you Alex, can tell us later. Yeah.
we're on KSL. If you're familiar with that, you
yes. Know, so and everyone was behaving, and everyone felt good
the
root about the night.
Were flowing,
and and it was great. There was nothing naughty happening at all.
There we go.
That's awesome. All
right.
Dude. So, yeah. Hey, look. If you guys want to book Erocalypse, go check it out. His IG. Go say what's up to him. Well, you can't because you're in the booth. But if you get out to the north side.
I want to come out more. I want to do like maybe like a month and make it a monthly thing where like I'm down there on the north side and people could come up and it'd be fun. But I also just want to get creative with people. So just reach out to me and like let's figure it out because, you know, I want to also do different things with this DJing ish. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just do another event or another club. Like, let's do something cool. You know, let's do something super creative. Let's do something that hasn't been done yet.
Interesting.
Let's bring a vibe.
Bro, we want to do, I'll tell you right now, man. So we talked to the Real Salt Lake barber. We're going to go out there with him one day doing all that. Yeah. We're going to go do
Top
like
Dog Cuts, right?
Yeah. We're going to do like a BTS with him, bro. We're going to go the day of. We'd love to do that with you, man. Follow you with video from like.
Be dope.
Maybe. Yeah. Like just from the moment that you like leave your home, the car ride, what's going through your mind,
yeah,
get up, the setup, all that good stuff.
That'd
it'd be fun. Right?
Yeah.
And maybe start at breakfast, the Park Cafe.
Yeah. Something like that. Do you go to Park Cafe, bro?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know Sean Miller?
Mm-hmm. And Gustavo?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the whole squad.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Name drop over here. You know?
Yeah, those are my peoples, you know? Man. Come on now.
Good. It's a good crew.
It is a good crew.
God, dude.
They're good
all
people.
Right, man. Well, cool, man. Listen, we thank you so much for your time, bro. The atmosphere has just been so much better with your addition. I don't think we're saying that to kiss your butt or anything. Like, I feel that way. Do you guys feel that way?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
We would know if you weren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's how it is. And it's good to know that you're coming from a place of like trying to make it different, freshen it up, just be original, and but you're still putting some thought into it and not just kind of showing up and just freestyling the day of.
Yeah. And I do care about your requests and all that too. Like people who have tweeted me, like I literally hit him back like, so, you know, Mike does that on the fly. That's really not planned. And I kind of, I'm going to be real, I kind of hate when he does that because I'm not prepared. You know what I mean? Like, then I'm getting hit with all these requests and then people are like, why didn't you play it? I'm like, because I'm not an iPod.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I didn't know. I just saw it. You know what I mean? So, but I will say if you do hit me with a request day of, if I don't hit it, I'm going to hit you next game for sure. So, I'm going to incorporate it as long as it's good. You know what I mean? And not a bummer.
Did you ever play Ninja Rap?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious, bro?
Yes.
That's insane. Yeah. All right, we requested Ninja Rap like a while ago.
All right, we got to do the next game.
All right, that'll be dope.
I got you.
Guys, go follow E-Rockalypse, our friend.
You guys are awesome. I just want to say that.
Thank you. Dude, we're trying, bro.
We got a lot of love for y'all. Yeah, this is dope.
We have like the lights. We got the cool cameras.
We're going to move back into our studio here soon.
Yeah, bro.
It's under...
I hope I get invited to that studio. Yeah, I would love to come back.
We'd love for you to come back on, man.
Let's do something fun.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I'll do like a, I'll like be your DJ for an episode or something.
That'd be so sick, bro.
We'll do
you just want Alex's spot? You could just take... you could pull rank right now, bro. Like,
no, Alex is like my son, bro. What are you talking about?
That's true, man. Yeah.
There we go. See?
Yeah. Thank
you. He's got son vibes for sure. Yeah, just want to take care of him, bro. Look at the God.
He's about to get another haircut.
He's had too much caffeine today.
Apparently.
Listen, man, we really appreciate you. We hope as a collective, and I think for all RSL fans, when I say this, I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for the fans too. We hope that you have a long tenure, a long career within Real Salt Lake. Please don't get poached. You know, if LAFC comes calling, bro, please do not leave.
Unless the money's crazy. Nah, I feel the love, man, for real. Like, I really do. Like, it exceeded my radio career engagement, like, online. Like, I'm now known more as that DJ than the radio DJ.
That's insane.
Like, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's true.
And, like, so I'm so grateful for it. So, yeah, it's reciprocal, man. Like,
cool, man.
It's all love.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on here, man. RSL show on KSL Sports. Special thank you to E-Rockalypse.
Brah!
Follow him on... Dude, you could probably do a way better sign-off than me. You worked in the freaking radio.
Oh, I'm rusty, man. I'm a year out, bro.
Bro, all right. Hey,
I'm rusty.
Hey, go ahead and sign us off. You just got to mention RSL show, KSL Sports, whatever.
Yo, shout out to RSL show, KSL Sports. You know how we do it. All right? Follow the squad. All right? Support. Done.
Oh, the mic drop. All right. Talk about the box. Talk about the box.